Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas and Lucky Pires. Happy Thursday morning. Like I made mention yesterday, cricket is in a bit of a slumber. But as far as Sri Lanka are concerned, the senior T20 league championship gets underway today at the SSC. Gates are open at 12:30 in the afternoon. Please do patronize the grounds because you can see some of the international players from Sri Lanka who play cricket at the highest level in pursuit today. You can also see some of the up-and-coming youngsters who are very familiar with white ball cricket. And the selectors for sure will keep their eye in this particular tournament before they do their final selection for Sri Lanka's tour of Zimbabwe and also the Asia Cup coming up in the month of September. Right then, there is a bit of controversy because cricket always has controversy. The former Pakistan fast bowler, Shoaib Akhtar, 49-year-old speedster, has asked an investigation on ball tampering in the fifth and the final test of day five, because he has made a statement that the ball should be sent to a lab to check for any sort of tampering. What he says is England needed 35 runs on day five to win the fifth and the final test, but the ball kept swinging even past 80 overs. But then there is a debate, obviously, because we all know what Old Trafford is all about. There's a lot of swing in the morning with cloud cover. So that's a bit of a controversy. We'll keep our eyes focused on that story. It's pretty critical, of course, but then there again, there's part and parcel of critics, part and parcel of cricket itself. Right, since we have just limitations in the cricketing arena due to the slumber, let's take a look at what's happening in the rugby world, schools especially. Right, Trinity College Kandy, who will play St. Peter's on Sunday, will then receive their coveted Dialogue League Champions Trophy for the year 2025. We encourage everyone to witness the presentation after the match. And then on Saturday, up at Nithavala, where St. Anthony's will be playing against Mahanama. And then the Bowl Championship Trophy will be presented to St. Anthony's on that day. So that's also another game that you should patronize to see the Bowl Champions receiving their trophy. Games coming up, of course, we all know that is going to be another Super Saturday. The three cup games, Trinity versus St. Peter's at Palekele. And then, of course, St. Peter's will be very competitive, that's for sure. And then let's take a look at another game that's coming up, in which Wesley will be playing against St. Thomas's at Havelock Park. Last but not the least, another huge cup game coming up, and that's Isipathana versus Royal. So plenty of rugby for rugby lovers here in Sri Lanka. So please do not forget the dates. The Champions Trophy to be presented to Trinity on Sunday the 10th at Palekele, and of course St. Anthony's banging the Bowl Trophy at Nithavala, presentation scheduled after the match. Right, there's still a bit of a debate as to who will be in the plate. We'll keep our eyes focused on that. Thanks for being in our company this morning. It's been a wonderful record for your listening pleasure. Have a blessed day.